There's a moment, usually somewhere around the third or fourth week, when something shifts. The nervousness fades. The small talk deepens. And two people who never would have found each other start to actually connect.
So tell me about, just as an organizer, and then putting it all come together, but seeing the connections and the understanding that's made by the end. What's that like?
Oh, that makes me tear up. It's really cool, especially to see returners come back in both generations, because it makes me feel like they've really gotten something from the program.
That's Brittany Hecht. She runs the Sages and Seekers program in the Heber Valley, a partnership between the Wasatch County Library and the nonprofit Live Like Sam. The idea is simple and honestly kind of radical. Pair teenagers, the Seekers, with adults over 60, the Sages, give them 8 weeks, some connection activities like playing games and teaching each other skills, and see what happens. Amelia Charlton is what happens. She just wrapped her junior year at Wasatch High School, and this was her fourth time in the program. She confesses the first time she signed up, it was mostly for the service hours.
I stayed because it was so much fun. I don't really get to talk to the older generation at all. It's been really nice to talk to them. I've met, everybody's here. They've been really nice.
Amelia was pretty nervous when she first started. She's a self-described introvert and was unsure what it would be like to sit down and talk to someone she'd never met. Four sessions later, she's grown into one of the program's most experienced seekers, recruiting friends to join and helping newer participants feel more comfortable. You might even call her the sagest of the seekers. Her partner in this session is Paula Travis, a self-described adventurer who has lived in 15 states and landed in the Heber Valley 9 years ago. This is Paula's second time. She didn't come looking for adventure. She came looking for a way back in to her 16-year-old grandson.
And he and I were as close as could be while he was growing up. And now he's a teenager and we don't connect at all. And I thought I could use some experience working with teenagers and getting their viewpoint.
And has it helped?
It's helped me a lot, Okay. Understanding him. And so if I get there and he just says hi and bye, I don't feel offended anymore. I think that's a teenage boy.
Paula and Amelia, a grandmother from New York and a teenager from England, both transplants with family far away, seemed like an unlikely pair at first. But over 8 weeks, they created a close bond through meaningful conversation, lots of laughter, and the occasional lesson in generational slang.
Skibbity, which none of the sages knew.
I can't believe I'm the one to explain this. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just like what's known as a brain rot term. And it originated from a YouTube channel. I don't know if you guys know, you guys have probably haven't seen it, but it's like a meme. It's a meme. It involves a toilet. It's hard to explain.
And what did the older generation bring to the table?
Something about far out. Something was far out.
And what does far out mean, Paula?
It's a good thing.
I know what far out is means. Does that mean I'm a sage then? Is that...
Welcome.
You should join this next class.
A little while later, we moved to a large gathering space in the library. A handful of parents and friends have gathered for what Brittany calls the class celebration, a kind of graduation for class 4. Each pair will go up together, and each teenager will read aloud the letter they've written about what they've learned. Before it even begins, I notice something. There are no divisions in the room. You know how it usually goes. Teenagers drift to the back, older folks settle up in front, and the two groups orbit each other without ever really overlapping. But tonight, organically, without anyone asking, the sages and seekers have found each other. They're sitting together. But I still find myself wondering, could 8 Monday afternoon sessions really be enough to bridge that divide? I'll let you decide. Here are a few of the letters that stayed with me.
Dear Tom, getting to know you has been such a fun and eye-opening experience. Even though this is my first time in Sages and Seekers, I can confidently say that you are a top-tier sage. And at first, I was skeptical that I could really connect with someone from an older generation. I realized how unique everyone is, how interesting their lives are, and how fun it is to let curiosity turn into conversations. Your personality shone through with your words and actions, along with your sense of humor. Every question I asked was met with answers full of character, craziness, in a good way, and ultimately wisdom.
After each seeker shares their letter, their sage presents them with an award and a few words of wisdom.
So I was gonna write something, and I thought a lot about this. And I was like, what inspired Brittany to pair a self-proclaimed goth girl with a guy who spends his day in Wranglers and boots shoveling horse crap? But it worked. We've had an emotional, vulnerable, great relationship. So, this is award is for your perseverance through the challenges you faced in life, your can-do attitude, your commitment to school and theater, and your amazing smile and attitude will take you a long way in life. I'm proud to be your sage.
This award is for a top teen in the Wasatch Back, Graham Olson, for continually demonstrating kindness, compassion, and brilliance. And I took Graham's picture last time I was here for the press release that we didn't issue about him needing a prom date. More about that another time. And I noticed that there's a plug on the wall in the picture, and I was gonna Photoshop it out, and I thought, you know what? I really like this kid because he's original, and because he's kind, and he's generous, and because he's imperfect like me. So I kept the little thing on the wall because it wasn't a perfect photo, and I learned a long time ago that I love things that aren't perfect. In fact, I run from perfect things. So here you go, my imperfect little friend. Thanks.
We live in a world that feels increasingly sordid by age, belief, algorithm. The gaps between us can start to feel fixed, like they're just part of how things are. But sitting in that room, I keep wondering, what happens when we step into them anyway? When we actually take time to listen to someone outside our world? For seeker Lily Lofgren, one of those answers came through her sage, Donna Farley.
She showed me how my trials can make me a stronger person. She showed me to carry the memories of lost ones through stories and actions. Donna has taught me that family is one of the most important things we have, and we need to cherish it because anything can happen, and we should always try to have good, new, positive memories with them. It's heart and heart.
There's tissues.
Oh, it's so emotional.
It's fine.
Influencing them just as she did me, she taught me that the purpose of wanting to learn more about everyone, especially their past, because it will help me understand them, and if we are able to create new relationships knowing what they have been through, we can feel compassion for anyone even if we don't know them. Donna has taught me to be open up to people and not care what others think. She doesn't care if someone finds her different, and I should not either. Because when I am myself, I can become a better version of me, connect with the people who really like me, and I will create a better life for myself.
The magic isn't in the program. It's in what happens when two people, separated by decades and by everything the world uses to sort us, decide to pull their chairs a little closer, share, and listen. For the Community Campfire, I'm Amber Johnson.